This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And once again, we're going to share some vital information with you, and we want you to participate. You can call us 877-726-8255 for questions and or comments. Say you want to weigh in on the latest recommendations that red meat and processed meat really aren't that much of a hazard to human health. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. You can join us, 877-726-8255, and weigh in with your question, your opinion. And by the way, that number is available for recorded questions, so we'll be taking some of those questions that people called in with during the week. 877-726-8255, 24/7, not just during this broadcast. Okay, did you know that today is a special day? It's D-Day. And no, I'm not getting my dates mixed up. Yeah, I know that the official D-Day is June 6th. But today is International Vitamin D Day. It's November 2nd. Comes up every year. We're going to talk to you about some exciting new studies on vitamin D and its importance in something that starts with a D. You want the good news or you want the bad news first about dementia? Well, let's start with the bad news, get that out of the way. The number of people with dementia is projected to double in 20 years. Now, this is a theme we've been talking about, is that dementia and Alzheimer's disease are reaching epidemic proportions. And with the demographic shift, people are living longer. There's a big bulge demographically among baby boomers, my generation. More of us will be entering the age where we are at risk for mental decline and Alzheimer's disease. And a new report commissioned by the Milken Commission, Michael Milken's Institute. A new report projects the number of people living with dementia in the U.S. will double to 13 million by 2040. That means a lot of helpless people, a need for a lot of caregivers, a need for more research on how to overcome this disease. And we're coming up short in terms of magic bullet medications. Lots and lots of money invested in research for medications that will dissolve away amyloid plaque in the brain. That approach has not come up roses for Big Pharma in terms of their success demonstrating the efficacy of expensive and powerful medications to prevent or reverse Alzheimer's disease. Lots and lots of money expended. Some companies actually pulling out of the race to find new Alzheimer's drugs because it's just expensive and the return on investment is just not there for them. But in just a moment, I'm going to share with you the results of a very, very exciting study, yet another study suggesting that individualized lifestyle changes can improve cognition in people at risk for Alzheimer's. It's a new study just out. It's a dynamite study. But first, let's look at the statistics. It says over the next 20 years, the economic burden of dementia will exceed $2 trillion. Yeah, we're talking about Medicare for all, but just for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease alone, that's going to take a big chunk of our medical resources. It says that longer lifespans are perhaps one of the greatest success stories of our modern public health system, but the net result is that past the age of 65, the risk of developing dementia doubles every 5 years. By age 85, nearly one in three of us will have the disease. So a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association says, with no cure in sight, we must double down on efforts to reduce the cost and risk of dementia. Emerging evidence shows that despite family history and personal genetics, lifestyle changes such as diet, exercise, and better sleep can improve health at all ages. That's really now the thrust in terms of addressing the epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. It's about lifestyle, because while we patiently await the advent of the perfect drug, the fix for Alzheimer's disease that doesn't appear to be so easily forthcoming, what do we have? We just have lifestyle. And you might just say, well, you know, that's just wishful thinking. Lifestyle is, you know, it's kind of like, let's pray. You know, let's, you know, eat a good diet and, you know, hope that this terrible scourge goes away. And of course, it would be simplistic to say that it's all about diet, or it's all about exercise, or it's all about adequate sleep. But a new study that I'll share with you in just a moment points out the benefits of those factors. Well, here's one that is an avoidable risk factor that fortunately we have recognized, and we're reducing our consumption of in the American diet. Amazing study just out last week. Dementia tied to trans fats. Study links all-cause dementia and Alzheimer's to higher blood levels of something called oleic acid, which is a trans fat. And we measure this. We routinely measure levels of essential fatty acids and also harmful fats like oleic acid in patients who come to see us in our practices. We in the field of integrative medicine. And we always look to see if people are over-consuming trans fats. Well, I got to tell you that the vast majority of people who come to see me, they're aware of this. They avoid trans fats like the plague. But the vast unwashed multitude of Americans who are consuming fast food, in spite of the fact that trans fats have largely been eliminated from a lot of commercial products, there's still trans fats in fast foods. It's below a certain threshold. But if you eat a lot of fast food, that'll accumulate in your heart, in your blood vessels, and ultimately in your brain. By how much did the presence of trans fats increase the risk of dementia? Well, a whopping 75%. So avoidance of trans fats, avoidance of junk food is key in terms of avoiding the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, according to the latest study. All right. It's vitamin D day, so we need a story about vitamin D. Amazing study out of China. Effects of vitamin D supplementation on cognitive function and amyloid beta-related biomarkers in older adults with Alzheimer's disease. It's a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. And all they did over a period of 12 months is they administered vitamin D at a level of 4,000 international units to subjects in China. And what they found was quite remarkable. Daily oral vitamin D supplement. Actually, I'm correcting myself here. It was a lower dose of vitamin D. It was just 800 international units per day. Quite attainable. Easily tolerated. And I'm kind of surprised that such a low dose had efficacy. Daily oral vitamin D supplementation for 12 months improved cognitive function and decreased amyloid beta-related biomarkers in elderly patients with Alzheimer's disease. That's a pretty amazing study. So amazing that when I first glanced at it, I said they must have been given whopping amounts of vitamin D to these patients to achieve these results. But safe, sustainable, conservative vitamin D supplementation made a difference for these individuals in terms of their risk of Alzheimer's disease in this study from China. You know, again, vitamin D, no panacea against dementia, but several studies have suggested that vitamin D may support memory function, may reduce inflammation that leads to brain deterioration, and ultimately can stave off cognitive decline. All right. In just a moment, we're going to take a look at an amazing new study that shows that lifestyle changes improve cognition in people at risk for Alzheimer's disease. Brand new study just out. We'll share it with you in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available 24/7. You can even call when we're not broadcasting live as we are now. And you can record a question, and we'll play that question. We'll go through some of those later in the program today. We just got a call from an astute listener, Glenn in Iowa, about a new breakthrough drug for Alzheimer's. And yes, I've heard about it, and I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment. But Glenn hung up. He says he's driving his tractor. And you listen to this, Glenn, while you drive. You know, it can be kind of monotonous to drive a tractor. And, you know, with these computer-assisted tractors that big farms have out in Iowa, it's all, you know, like a cabin, and you can, watch Netflix, you know, while you're plowing your fields. And I guess it's as good as anything to be listening to Intelligent Medicine while you monotonously plow row after row after row. Just be careful about those journalists covering the Iowa election. You may run over them, you know, and then they just get buried in the furrow, and some, you know, corn shoots are going to sprout out of their nostrils. So, yes, I am aware, in spite of what I said earlier, about the lack of breakthroughs in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, that there's a lot of buzz over the last week or so about a new Alzheimer's drug that is being introduced by a company called Biogen. Don't call your broker yet until you hear what I have to say about this. Well, the stock obviously soared upon announcement of a new potentially successful Alzheimer's remedy. But there's a very balanced article here in the New York Times that I read as soon as I saw that the new Alzheimer's drug had been it hadn't really been approved, but it had some positive test results. There's a big difference between approval and general use, and a signal that maybe, just maybe, this drug could be at least in part effective. The drug is called aducanumab, And anything that's got an MAB on the end is a monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibodies have to be injected. They're used for autoimmune diseases. Some of the original monoclonal antibodies include drugs like Remicade and Humira, used for rheumatoid arthritis. And this is a targeted monoclonal antibody that apparently interrupts the formation of amyloid plaque. And, you know, just as I said earlier, that strategy has not really paid off for the drug companies. They say that this drug could be administered to 10 million Americans if the drug were approved. This, according to Michel Vounatsos, the company's chief executive. Okay, so he's making kind of a very positive prognostication about the utility of this drug, but we're not ready to party hardy about this because, in fact, the very self-same company announced earlier this year that was halting two large studies of this same drug, aducanumab, for treatment of Alzheimer's disease because the data didn't show that the effort was going to be successful. They then resurrected the drug upon initial analysis that says that by using a higher dose, it might have some effect. But a lot of people who are financial analysts, whose job it is to handicap these stocks, are kind of skeptical. One tweeted just in time for Halloween, aducanumab has risen from the dead. Kind of sarcastic tweet, suggesting that maybe you shouldn't rush for your stockbroker and put in an order. It's an expensive drug. It's given as an intravenous infusion. The benefits more pertain to changes seen in the brain. I'm not even sure, because I haven't had a chance to review the clinical results of the research, that actually translates to an improvement in cognition, just by, you know, on the theory that you can block the beta amyloid. Yeah, that should work, but so far, previous trials of drugs that block beta amyloid have not yielded tangible benefits in terms of cognition, focus, concentration, and memory. So, it's very tentative. It's early. Yeah, we hope for the success of this drug, but still, and I'm about to tell you about this, lifestyle changes are first line in terms of treating and preventing Alzheimer's disease and dementia. We'll share with you the results of an exciting study in just a moment. Stay with us. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We just got a call from Glenn in Iowa, and the question was, have you heard about approval of a new Alzheimer's drug? And I just answered that question. It's not approved. It's simply a drug that previously had failed in terms of its efficacy, but then when they amped up the dosage, they did get somewhat of a signal of positive response, not in terms of cognitive performance or intelligence, but in terms of reduction of amyloid plaque. So at least there's some encouraging news on that front, although there's a long way before that drug achieves FDA approval and much less marketing to the general public for prevention of Alzheimer's disease. But what is happening now, here and now, is that a very exciting study got released just last week. Headline here, lifestyle changes improve cognitive function in people at risk for Alzheimer's, study shows. And this is not about a single intervention. It's not about a magical drug or even about a single nutrient like vitamin D or fish oil or something called something like alpha-lipoic acid. It's about a personalized lifestyle intervention, individualized clinical management of a group of patients who are at the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at New York Presbyterian and Weill Cornell Medical Center. So they're doing some real-world clinic research on people who have memory problems. They don't have full-blown advanced Alzheimer's disease, but they appear to be at risk. And what they do is they target the intervention to that particular person's characteristics. So if they say they have low B12, they replete the B12. If they don't exercise, they encourage them to exercise. If they're on an abysmal diet and eating lots of carbs, they cut their carbs. They do intermittent fasting for certain patients. And on it goes in terms of the complexity of the individually tailored intervention to prevent Alzheimer's disease. And really, this is the essence of functional medicine, something we've been doing for decades, is not just one size fits all. Like, yeah, what's the medication for Alzheimer's? Well, different strokes for different folks. And since the medications are expensive, may have lots of side effects, and are not yet proven efficacious, what do we have left but lifestyle interventions? So the study was published last Wednesday in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia, which is the journal of the Alzheimer's Association. And here's a comment from Harvard professor of neurology, Dr. Rudy Tanzi. It's in a report by CNN. We need more of exactly this type of clinical trial. He says, we spent so much time waiting for drug trials, but really there's a lot we can do to maintain brain health with our lifestyle. So the article goes on to say the evidence is growing that certain lifestyle changes, such as diet, exercise, and brain training, might slow mental decline and even protect individuals from developing full-blown dementia. But one size does not fit all. Everyone needs a unique plan of action tailored to specific risks. So Dr. Isaacson, the leader of the study, said our study was designed to look at the effects of lifestyle intervention on cognitive function. Now, what kind of ticks me off about this reporting by CNN is that they completely ignore that this is not new. They act like this is unprecedented, some brand new study demonstrating the efficacy of lifestyle and tailored interventions. But actually, we've been doing this for decades, and Dr. Dale Bredesen has conducted studies which show dramatic improvements in patients with early Alzheimer's and mild cognitive impairment using a combination of exercise, stress reduction, diet modification, and targeted supplementation, even medication where medication is warranted. Metformin is among the medications that seems to have anti-aging effects and may protect cognition. So they say that out of the nearly 50 evidence-based interventions, on average, each person was given 21 lifestyle behaviors to implement. So it's a pretty complicated program. It's not like, take two of these supplements and see me in the morning. Physical activity and nutrition, they say, were by far the two most important things on the list. But those were also personalized for each individual, Dr. Isaacson says. So the program looked at alcohol intake, dairy intake, minerals and vitamins, sleep hygiene tips, education to learn something new, listening to music, meditation, mindfulness, and more. And they found that people who were diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment who followed 60% or on average more than 12 out of 21 behavior changes had better memory and thinking skills 18 months later. Those who were non-compliant, logically enough, who did less than 60%, showed no improvement. In fact, they continued to decline. This is fascinating and suggests that the things we need to do are within our grasp and are available with present technology. We don't have to wait the lengthy research and approval process for new Alzheimer's drugs that, you know, ultimately we may not be able to afford as a society because they'll cost, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars a year and there'll be millions of patients to treat. This is what they write in the conclusion to this study. We envision a day, and this is a wonderful statement, conclusion. We envision a day when individualized Alzheimer's disease risk factor management may be applied for care to tens of millions of patients at risk for Alzheimer's disease dementia. From a practical clinical perspective, there is ample evidence to support recommending established lifestyle changes known to benefit overall brain health. They do say, however, the challenges remain for researchers, clinicians, patients, and health policy decision makers on how best to evaluate, both objectively and ethically, any new information, findings, and knowledge that promote and or maintain brain health. And also, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not for passive individuals or passive families. In my experience, the success of programs like this is very dependent on support systems, the family, caretakers who remind patients whose memories are failing and whose focus is waning to stick to programs of exercise, the right diet, consistently taking supplements. This is not easy. And it's also very unlike the way that we attack problems in this country. We look for new breakthrough medications that are, you know, easy to take a couple of pills a day or take an injection. And that's the way that we approach problems medically in this country at great expense. But unfortunately for this multifaceted problem, lifestyle may hold the best answers. 877-726-8255 is our number. And speaking of an important adjunct to your lifestyle, let's talk about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. And it works on the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are important also in Alzheimer's disease because it's thought that their function is impaired, not delivering enough energy to brain cells to conduct neural messages from one part of the brain to the other. And NT factor repairs damaged mitochondria, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants and omega-3s. They're all combined to help you feel better. But if you want to keep your favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factor, well, there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you with unique energy support, a pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct. Make sure you write down this number, 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the conversation, please call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you can call now or you can call anytime during the week, 24/7, and you can record a call like this individual did. Let's hear from them.
Hello, I'd like to know more about the connection between sudden onset arthritis and alcohol. That doesn't seem to be covered in the article that I'm reading on your website. So if you could include some advice, some guidance on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, yeah, this is a little kind of an unusual intersection of circumstances. There is some literature on whether alcohol is causative or preventive of arthritis. And in particular, looking at rheumatoid arthritis, which, I mean, both types of arthritis, osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, are inflammatory conditions. But especially rheumatoid arthritis is kind of rampant inflammation. And the studies generally suggest that moderate alcohol consumption, in particular, consumption of polyphenol-rich red wine, which is rich in things like resveratrol, that it actually may be preventive against arthritis. So, on the other hand, consuming lots of alcohol, you know, especially binge drinking, disrupts the microbiome. And we think that what's going on in the intestinal tract has a lot to do with what happens in the joints. And if you irritate your intestinal lining, develop leaky gut syndrome, that toxins and bacterial antigens and food allergens may traverse the gut wall and travel through the systemic circulation and attack the joints. And there you could have a connection between high intake of alcohol, especially binge drinking, and the onset of arthritis. So it'd be interesting to learn more about the motive behind the question. Is this an individual who, you know, was doing fine, then, you know, put on, a bit of a binger, and then suddenly developed inflammatory arthritis? I mean, I guess that's a possibility, but I haven't seen it clinically that much. And so, the rule is, alcohol is a toxin. Alcohol is potentially harmful to the metabolism. But moderate consumption of alcohol is actually a bit anti-inflammatory and could turn down the volume on body-wide inflammation and actually help prevent arthritis. So not that I'm saying that, you know, if you're a teetotaler and you have an arthritis that, you know, it's like, yeah, buy a bottle of Chianti right now and, you know, down it tonight. No, I don't think that that's going to be helpful. It'll probably be counterproductive. 877-726-8255 is our number. America's biggest restaurant chains were just rated by the, let's see, this, the survey is done by a group of advocacy groups who surveyed, it's called Chain Reaction 5 is the report. Six public interest groups have graded the 25 largest U.S. fast food chains on where they stand on antibiotics. Now, this is a bit of a trend, is that you see antibiotic-free eggs, antibiotic-free chicken. You can buy it in the supermarket. I always gravitate towards products like that because, well, for two reasons. One is that it's good for the planet. It's good for the environment. It's good for the health, you know, the overall health of the populace, because the more antibiotics we put out there, the more we create antibiotic-resistant organisms, superbugs that we won't be able to kill even with the latest, most powerful, most expensive antibiotics. And really, there's a race against these organisms to achieve supremacy, because many patients are getting sick and dying in intensive care units across the world because of antibiotic-resistant organisms. They just can't invent the drugs fast enough. The bacteria adapt so quickly to new antibiotics. It's kind of a, it's like a space race between us and them to see who's going to win out. And you know, public health authorities are really alarmed about this. Periodically, we see articles saying we may lose the battle to antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We just can't innovate fast enough. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is when you take products that are laced with antibiotics, even small residues of antibiotics, they kill off the beneficial bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, which are very important for overall health, for immunity, for resistance to infection, autoimmune disease. It turns out that people who consume antibiotics and antibiotic-laced foods are more susceptible to infection. They have weaker immune systems. So I really try to avoid products that have antibiotics in them. Well, okay, so this rating looked at a large number of, you know, basically these are chain eateries, fast food purveyors. And what they found is that 15 of America's favorites received an F for their lack of action in reducing the use of beef raised with antibiotics, including Burger King, Jack in the Box, Pizza Hut, Olive Garden, Chili's, Sonic, Applebee's, and Domino's, Little Caesars, and Pizza Hut. Let's see. McDonald's got a C because they're, you know, they're taking some initiative, but it's kind of a half-hearted initiative. There are some good trends for antibiotic-free chicken at Chick-fil-A, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. But when it comes to beef, they're not doing so good. 90% of the chickens raised last year received no medically important antibiotics. Unfortunately, many of these companies are just not doing enough to resist the impulse to buy cheap meat and poultry from farmers who liberally use antibiotics. So, for example, Subway and McDonald's received a C for making a commitment to begin the process of using antibiotic-free beef in their food items, but they haven't really quite followed through to eliminate antibiotics entirely. So you can read the ratings on the Internet. America's big restaurant chains scored on their antibiotic use, and the news isn't so good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, and you can call us next hour. We'd love to hear from you. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question, 877-726-8255. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.